welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 212 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? This is Ed and welcome back to the show. On this week's show, we're going to play a recording we did while we were down in Walt Disney World a couple weeks ago. Once the scavenger hunt took off, Sam, Jimmy, Lisa, and I took a walk over to the Haunted Mansion. And here's what happened as we walked. You'll hear a little bit of conversation, a lot of noise, and some really cool comments as we were walking around. Definitely use headphones for this. Sam was recording, so we have left and right stereo channels. It's going to sound pretty cool. Here we go.
Hello, Disney nerds. Sam from Sam's Disney Diary and the Disney Nerd Podcast with the crew. What's happening, Ed, Jimmy, Lisa? What's going on?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, everyone. How are we doing today?
Hey, what's going on? What's happening?
We are live on Main Street USA with the holidays all around us. Just started a scavenger hunt. There's a block party bash going on. There's people all over Main Street. It's absolutely beautiful. What are you guys' thoughts? Jimmy, it's been a while since you've been here for Christmas.
It's been probably 10 years since I've been here during Christmas.
So a lot's changed then.
Yeah, so I think it's fantastic. I love
the biggest thing for you that's going to be changed is they used to have the arches over Main Street.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
And that's
gone now because of the new parade floats and all that fun
Well,
stuff.
The dragon burned them down.
Yeah, the dragon. Yeah.
Didn't breathe fire on them and
took
them out.
I'll tell you, I was here on Wednesday night. And it was all Halloween.
Well, that was the last Halloween party.
Yep. I was here Wednesday night for the last Halloween party. We walked out at midnight, and people were shoving us out the door. And I remember my mother looked at me and said, why are they pushing us out the door? I said, well, they got a lot of work to do.
And I could say I was here the next morning. So that was November 1st. Yes. November 2nd, I was here, and there was nothing orange. The poinsettias were up and all the decorations, not all of them, because we didn't have a Christmas tree yet. We didn't have the soldiers up there, but
we do now.
It's pretty awesome the way that, right, because there's only 6 days between the last Halloween party and the first Christmas party.
Right.
And they'll keep adding stuff as we get closer to Christmas, too.
Absolutely.
Hollywood Studios was the biggest change, I think, that we saw.
Yeah.
I didn't get over there yet, but the pictures I've been seeing, Sam and Joe were over there.
Yeah. Hey, we've got a block party bash going on. So you want to walk that way or just head toward? Yeah. We're going to cut through the store and go towards... we're going to head towards Haunted Mansion soon, but we just walked inside, which, by the way, look at that.
Yeah. So real quick, Hollywood Studios was awesome because they had the lake empty, Echo Lake, for about 2-3 months now.
Yes.
Refurbing and all that. And within a day, the entire thing was filled up, decorated for Christmas.
It's yeah.
Like nothing ever happened.
It was kind of cool to watch the water going in, actually, because I was there as they were filling it.
Right.
It is Christmas. All new decorations around Echo Lake, which is really cool. And they were filming some of the Christmas parade over there. So the holiday special, we'll get to see Echo Lake, I'm sure.
Right. Come
see all the new decorations.
Now, I also was talking to somebody before the hunt got started. They were over at Hollywood Studios last night. They're testing out the illuminations
awesome.
On the Tower of Terror. So
that's
they're getting Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah,
on
I
the
saw
tower.
Pictures of that.
Yeah, they're getting Sunset Boulevard set to be the new, I guess, Osborne family Christmas lights.
So I'm not sure. It's a projection show for sure.
But I heard all the buildings are going to be
outlined. All the buildings are going to be lit up.
That's awesome, too.
And so it's
so then between that and maybe Grand Avenue someday, maybe the Osborne lights will be at Studios after all.
True.
Certainly some form of it, absolutely.
Of it. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to cut through, listen to this parade while we go to Haunted Mansion.
Yeah. We've got to get probably on that side of the street soon because
that's the block party.
The Astros will be. The Astro parade's coming up. So
the Houston Astros are here.
Houston Astros are here today.
Talk about a timely show. So
MVP,
much going on.
MVP. Right? Yeah, so much.
And who would have thought? The Astros.
And it's all
good
because
win.
Of the scavenger hunt, Ed.
It is.
That's it.
Gotta
go back
found
outside.
Out. They found out.
That's exactly it. Are they participating? All right, we're going to listen in.
Oh,
All right, we made it past the parade, at least down Main Street, and we said there was so much going on here today. Who are we looking at over there?
I believe that's Correa from the Houston Astros.
Yeah, so there's a small stage set up on the side of Main Street here. I see lots of Houston Astros shirts, by the way, which is kind of cool. Camera set up. There's something else I saw, too. If you look at the castle, see the silver trees up there?
Oh yeah.
That's all sets for the yeah.
Okay.
So that's pretty cool.
That is awesome.
We lost Jimmy.
He's right
here. Oh no, there he is.
Taking a picture.
He's taking
one
some
of his
pictures.
Favorite ball players.
Yeah, that's awesome. And the Christmas music starts on Main Street here.
Yeah.
Ed, have you been in Tomorrowland? Yet?
And not for Christmas, no.
Not so for Christmas, it's just the stage over there. But one thing I noticed in Tomorrowland, Stitch's Great Escape. Did you see the new sign in front of it?
No.
It's Stitch's Great Encounter, because now it's a meet and greet. Stitch's Great Escape is gone.
Wow.
I can say I never wrote it.
Really?
Finally.
Really?
No interest.
Oh, you can't. That's not an answer. As a nerd, you
got
to try
an
it
answer.
Out.
I
went
did.
On Mission Space
did.
Earth yesterday, or the other day, and I tell you what.
What'd you think?
It was okay, but I probably won't ride it in lieu of Orange.
My kids like it.
But I had to get on it.
Yeah.
You have to see.
You have to try it.
I'll get on a kid's ride the first time.
Jimmy, we were just talking about the sets that you can see for the performance for the Christmas party that's going on up there.
Nice.
The light towers, all that good kind of stuff, and the silver trees. I'm not sure who the who will be performing there, but I expect that's later today, right?
Yeah, I don't know if they're doing anything today here. They're not doing any of the Christmas stuff today here, huh?
It could
it's
be.
At Animal Kingdom today, I think.
Yeah.
Never. They had a schedule of events on where they would be each day, and I'm pretty sure today they were at Animal Kingdom. We were worried about
it's
an
ready
interaction
to go.
The scavenger hunt.
Well, right
I think
now
they'll be here tomorrow, to be honest.
Right now, they got everything set for the Astros.
Yes,
yeah.
They do.
Yeah, Altuve.
Which is cool. That's good. I mean, they got
Altuve
a bunch of people
over
in
there. Because somebody's right up against the thing signing autographs over there.
Oh, no kidding.
Yep. That might be Altuve. It's Altuve and Correa and
Springer
are here today.
It's a good photo op.
It's great that they let him expose him to the fans.
Yeah, that is kind of cool.
I was here for Eli Manning. And Eli Manning, for after the Super Bowl, the Giants won, what was it, 5-6 years ago now?
Yeah,
it was pretty cool, but he wasn't really with the crowd. It started out kind of separate where he came from Liberty Square. So they had all the cars set up on the pathway to Liberty Square to the hub. They loaded all the cars up. He just walked out, got in his, and everybody marched out around the hub down Main Street and then back. He was waving and like saying hi to everybody.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, I'll tell you what's amazing when you talk about a hub. When I just stand here and look around, and think that this secondary track wasn't here just a few years ago? And where would they have... I mean, the Astros are in the hub expansion right now.
Right.
Right? And it's not impacting the rest of the park.
Right.
So they're able to do something without clogging up the middle.
Oh, sure.
It's kind of cool when you think about it.
Like 6 years ago, over on the side here of Casey's, we had a big expanse. We had the water, and then we had the big expanse of just the lawn.
Absolutely.
And he came from somewhere off stage across the lawn, got in the car.
It's a beautiful day.
It is. Where's
Jimmy's up front there again.
Jimmy's favorite sport is baseball.
That's fine,
right in his wheelhouse right now.
That's awesome.
One of his favorite teams is the Astros, so take it even a step further than that. And then one of his favorite places to be? Walt Disney World.
Yeah, when you pull it all together, that's kind of cool.
He's kind of having a big nerd moment at the moment.
Love the Christmas music.
That's what I was just taking in.
It's like, it's so like, what's the word, Disney-fied? They add the extra special Disney music touch to it, and it just makes it extra special.
So were the red flags always on top of the castle?
I don't believe so.
The red flags, and there's a blue one up there that I see. And I wouldn't say they're flags. They're more...
Lightning rods?
Or a wind saw. I don't know what to call it, but it's...
Right, could they possibly be giving us the wind direction? Could they be...
Maybe. You know what? That absolutely could have been put up there as part of... Now I have a reason to go back and look at the hundreds of pictures of the castle I took.
I do. But...
Really? We're going to mansion. I was waiting for them, but they'll move now.
That's what we're going to move, yeah. Jimmy, look, the red flag on top of the castle, always been there? In blue?
I never noticed that.
That's what we were just thinking. Making our way through the hub towards mansion.
Part of maybe Christmas decoration? Maybe it's got something.
Well, we were thinking maybe fireworks.
Or fireworks. Oh,
wind direction.
Could be a part of...
wind direction.
Jimmy!
Hey! What's happening?
I just saw your
You missed the start of that scavenger hunt. You guys should be running around. You never know who you're going to meet up with.
You never know who you're going to bump into.
Jen and husband, Matt and her.
Yeah, you never know. You never know who you're going to meet while you're walking around recording. Jennifer, what's
Hello, happening? How are you guys?
We're doing great.
Are you scavenger hunting?
We're sort of killing time in between.
Yeah.
So you, like me, have hundreds of pictures of the castle.
Yes.
Do they have the two flags on the top on those pictures?
Oh, are they?
The red and the... And
I feel like those are nails.
Okay, all right, we all do.
I think you might be right.
I might have to go back and look.
But I did, however, just do a pumpkin carving of a silhouette of the castle, and those flags were there.
Okay.
So I will have to go back and look.
There's a big blue one right on the very top, too.
I know.
We're thinking wind direction for Happily Ever After, maybe.
Oh.
It could make sense.
I don't know.
We got a nice set up for Christmas performances there,
yes.
And we have the Astros right over
we
there.
We saw some at the studios yesterday. Who was there? The cast of Aladdin was going. We didn't see them, but we saw the cast of
Aladdin
was coming.
Was at studios.
Yeah. As well as
Fifth Harmony.
That's who was. We think we're checking, doing sound checks. Yeah.
Nice.
Are they recording more? Nice. Are we catching some recordings over there?
That's awesome.
This is the Astros. They're recording like a...
The Astros are here.
Oh, the Astros.
The
World Series. Gotcha.
Yeah, right there.
I don't know what I was thinking. Like,
the
Astro
orbiters.
I was literally like, Astro.
Sort of the same direction that you're pointing.
I knew. I'm like, wait, Astro what? Gotcha.
Oh, that'd be really fun if the Astros
they
went
better
on the
buy
Astro
Astros.
Orbiter.
They have to.
It's gotta happen.
I like that too.
That's
good.
For sure.
That's good.
All right. Enjoy your day, guys.
Yeah, have a good one.
Yeah, we're headed towards mansion. No problem.
It's hard to pin down.
All right, more Christmas music.
So what did Jen say? Flags were there before?
No, don't think so.
No, she agrees.
I don't think it's the fireworks. It doesn't look like they move.
They might. They look like they could move with the wind.
But there's like a frame around it, too.
Yeah, you know, like one of these things.
Like you think it spins
maybe.
On a...
Maybe. But they're not facing the same direction, so I don't know.
Right.
That's a good point.
So either one of them is malfunctioning.
One of them is not functioning properly.
No, you do have to say this walking through the hub. Now you can see set up for the Christmas
parade, which is awesome.
Oh, it's nice,
though. Look how cool that is.
What I think is awesome about this whole setup is these new turrets on the ends. covered in lights just blend right in with Cinderella's castle, and it looks like it was always this big.
It does look like it was always this big.
They just made the
castle. But you have to go back and look at old pictures to realize exactly how much they've expanded this hall.
Right. Right, and at the same time, right, you remember the stand for refreshments used to be right here.
Right there.
Now it's twice the size, and it's moved back.
And you feel... I remember when they were talking about doing this hub expansion, I remember thinking, oh, we're going to lose... I feel like we were going to lose things behind the hub. But this feels like it was always meant to be.
Absolutely. It feels like it was always here. Ed, Liberty Square coming up.
Yeah, I love Liberty Square. Not a lot changes in the last couple of years other than Muppets.
The Muppets?
And the missing Hall of Presidents.
Is that? I thought that was gone.
I don't think so.
I'm kidding.
I think the rumor is you're kind of holding out for 4 more years or 3 years.
Oh, that's Ed's rumor.
Yeah, email Ed at the Disney Nerds podcast about that one.
That's real, too, so that's funny.
Although, I tell you what, I've heard a lot of different things for real as far as President Trump was missing his sessions for the recordings and such like that. And I don't know if they're actually doing any more rehab.
Disney Parks blog just did a post about it and said they're doing an extensive refurb.
Well, and let's hope so.
The projections are going to be brand new.
Awesome.
The screens are brand new. The
awesome.
Sound system's brand new. So.
Well, while you have the time, might as well.
And
do
the Parks
the
blog made
That's
sure
right.
to say, look, we know there's a lot of rumors about this and that.
Hey, the Muppets
That's
are out.
That's not really what's going on. This is what's going on.
Hold on, let's talk about something cooler. Nutella chicken and waffles, Jimmy. Oh.
Fruit and Nutella waffle.
Fruit and Nutella waffle. Chicken waffle's pretty good, too. Sleepy Hollow, great spot.
Oh, my God, I love it.
Hey, JJ is out, and he's starting the Muppets, so we're going to listen into them.
Yeah, let's watch that real quick. Look at Sam Eagles.
Yeah, I got to love Sam. Something about
favorites.
Sam I just love.
He's one of my favorites.
Great moments in history. Great moments in history. Great moments in history.
Great moments in history.
See that little heart by the door over there? For any of our
All right, we're looking at the old Christmas shop.
Yep, it's the yellow section of it because it's pretty wide and it's the one that's actually facing the...
Sort of around the corner, right behind the tree.
Yep, right in front of the tree, right. There's a blue heart right next to the doorway there. And putting together a scavenger hunt, I found the best little piece of history. It says Keppel on it and it has a date. Now, the name Keppel was an odd enough name and when I looked it up, it's Keppel Disney. Walt Disney's grandfather on his dad's side, and it was so cool to find that out. And the name Keppel, where did that ever come from?
Yeah.
But very cool.
That's it. And there's a number on there too, right, which somehow ties back to the scavenger.
There happens to be a date on that.
Don't tell anybody. But if you look all around, there's lots of numbers on buildings here.
All right, there came back.
Yep, 1780. Sam the Eagle was just right up there.
Right.
What do you think of the Muppets, by the way?
Great.
It's
an incredible edition.
Outstanding edition.
Absolutely.
Because it's teaching history. It's giving them a little taste of what it's about.
Yeah, there's two shows. I absolutely love it, too. Might get more Muppets over at Studios we're here, potentially.
Oh, that'd be nice. That'd be nice.
It would be.
Cool.
So
let's keep on walking.
Yeah, we're supposed to be getting to the mansion, and so far we stopped like 4 times.
That's
what happens.
It's over.
There it is, the Hall of Presidents, currently being refurbished.
That's fine. For our future
Liberty Bell.
President.
Where's that Liberty Bell from, Ed?
That Liberty Bell is from Philadelphia.
Another
hint.
Not the, but you tell the story. Go ahead, tell the story.
Another hint in the scavenger hunt was if the Liberty Bell at Walt Disney World is a real Liberty Bell, and it is. In 1976, they cast a Liberty Bell for every state in the country
yep.
just to kind of celebrate. And because Pennsylvania actually had their own, Philadelphia has the real Liberty Bell, they donated the one they had made for them to Walt Disney World.
And that's pretty cool.
And it's made from the original mold.
Which is awesome, and the fact that when you think about it, they made 50 Liberty Bells, and then Philadelphia didn't need one because you got the real one.
Nice.
That's cool. How about the baked potatoes? Anybody do those recently?
No.
On the right here?
I didn't know that.
I never tried it. Morgan was just telling me that they're supposed to have a corner on the cob there, too.
They do? And
they're moving, scavenger hunt guys. Joe.
Oh, see that? We busted them. They're taking a break over there.
No resting. No phones.
The scavenger hunt is happening. In fact, so what areas did the scavenger hunt cover there?
Well, this year we did the other side of Magic Kingdom. We did the Liberty Square, Adventureland, and Frontierland, and kind of wanted to stay on that side of the park. And lucky that we did, because with the parades coming through and the Astros parade and such, it's going to be a little crowded on the other side.
Yeah, it'd be tough to cross back and forth.
Yeah. So we have a line at the Haunted Mansion out to the Stable House, and it's a posted time of
35
minutes. And I must say,
I don't believe that's
shenanigans.
True.
I call shenanigans
on the time for the queue.
Yes. Oh yeah, that's 60 minutes right there.
Yes, it is. I gotta call it bull on that one.
We can walk up and maybe do a little Small World. I haven't done that in a couple of trips.
Yeah, let's do that.
Lisa loves Small World.
Yay!
And we can get by talking about it.
Look at Lisa, so excited about it.
Well, we don't have to.
No, let's do it.
All right, if we're going to head to Small World, I'm going to go ahead and turn this recorder off for just a second, and we'll catch back with you guys soon. Not sure where from, but somewhere.
Well, Joe did get back onto the scavenger hunt, and him and his family did do really well. And you know what? We did get up to Small World and did ride it. Unfortunately, the recording came out really, really bad, so we're not going to hear that tonight. What was really cool, once we got up to a Small World, Sam kind of split off. His family was waiting for him over in the Pinocchio restaurant. And as we were on Small World, him and the family were up in the window waving down at us with all the signs and taking pictures. And we were kind of saying hello to them back. So hopefully we'll get those pictures into the post. So what we're going to do now is listen to the recording we did of the Jingle Cruise. So for those that don't know, down in Walt Disney World, around the holiday seasons, they changed the Jungle Cruise over to the Jingle Cruise. Put a nice little holiday twist onto it. And what you'll hear is a little bit of the cue music, you know, what you're listening to in line, and then we'll get on the boat. So here we go.
Attention everyone in line for the world famous Jingle Cruise. We just have received some very disturbing news of people cutting in line. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that is completely unacceptable here at the world famous Jingle Cruise. If we catch you cutting in line, we will confiscate your scissors. We now return you to your wait time. Already in progress. Jump up. Ladies and gentlemen, we have received another report of people taking pictures in line. That is also unacceptable. If we catch you taking pictures in line, don't do that. They are nailed to the wall for a reason. Thank you.
Send a note via the Jungle Airmail service. Oh, that's It would appear we have a transmission. Now, greetings, to whom am I speaking?
Everybody lean to the right, lean to the right, lean to the right. Ah! 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 You know, for a minute I really thought I was going to have to deck the balls with folks I'm calling. La, 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 la. Oh, okay. Oh, don't you detain holiday travel? Planes are grounded again. Now, I wasn't expecting to have to take that right turn back there at the waterfall, so I don't know what part of the jungle we ended up in. I don't recognize this clear. I know I asked for hungry hippos on my Christmas list, but this is not what I meant. I've got to be more specific next year. Oh, and they're wiggling their ears. That means they're going to try to charge the boat. All right, I think I can scare them away with my trusty gun, but this may get a little loud, so you may want to cover your ears. Shoo! Go away! Shoo. That was a close one. I don't think we're out of the woods just yet, folks. It might be all the trees. Wait, drumming. Oh, drumming is never a good sound to hear in the jungle. Drumming means we are in headhunter territory, which is a terrible place to be headed. Just ask my last crew. They were on the naughty list. Now, last time I was here, I did order 12 drummers drumming for my next cruise, so wait. Wait a second, that's three, and you're not even drumming. I want a refund! Oh, and now I gotta deal with you guys, too. Come on! Cut it out! It's over. It's done with. It'll be back next year. I promise you, we talked about this in December for crying out loud. They were so excited for Halloween. Now we can't get them out of their costumes. They try to scare the folks as they pass by. It's a mess. Oh, but you folks do get to see one of the highlights of the Jingle Cruise. It is the one, the only, the moment you've all been waiting for, of course. It is the back ride of that dog! Yeah, you don't get to see that every day. Now, as we turn the corner, we change continents and rivers one final time to the Mekong River in Southeast Asia. And a little secret I've been keeping, there's been a Bengal tiger following us alongside the river. You may ask how I know. Well, it's because he has sandy claws. But don't worry, he hangs his stocking up for the holidays. Oh, wait a second. Oh, what? The presents. Oh, folks, I think we might be closer to the North Pole than we originally thought. If I'm not mistaken, we're heading into Santa's workshop. Oh, and it looks like a root canal. I bet you regret all those candy canes now. Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid, and Donner and Blitzen, and does anybody know that one's name? Fern. It's a good guess, though. Oh, there was something else that I wanted to point out as well. Seta. See how I point Seta? Yeah. And you know, while we're stuck in a little bit of a jungle traffic jam, I might as well tell you a little bit about the different types of plants we have in the jungle as well. So, let's see. If you look up top there, that is the hibiscus. Down here by the river edge is the lobiscus. In the middle there is the midbiscus. And that one there with all the bark on it, that's the doggy biscus. Yeah. Now, coming up here on the left is my very, very good friend, Trader Santa. He is the head salesman in the jungle, and he's got a killer deal going on for the holidays. Three of his heads for just one of yours. Any takers? Come on, either way, it's nicer or nicer. You're going to come out ahead in the end. All right, fine. Well, if you're not going to participate in his sale, the least you could do is go and visit his restaurant, The Cannibal Cafe. Their slogan is always finding new and exciting ways to serve you. No, folks. Just a minute, we will be approaching the most dangerous part of our journey, the return to civilization. So please do make sure that we continue to remain seated with our hands, arms, and elbows inside the boat. We just painted that dock up there, and we really don't want to scratch it. Now, what's over there? Well, those are some luggage crates and a barrel of wine and a barrel of ginger beer and I think a barrel of malt vinegar up there.
Happy day.
Yeah, I think it was an overflow from our dock. We didn't have space to store it all. Folks, on your way out, do make sure to stop by the front office to sign up for our very special Thanksgiving Day cruise for next year. Yeah, next year we're going to Turkey. This year's cruise got a little off course. Wound up in Hungary instead. And those Turkish souvenirs can get real expensive, so make sure you bring extra gravy. If I didn't already say this, make sure that we do not cross over those crates in the center. It's really not a crate idea. It'll also wind you up on the naughty list, and nobody wants to be there this time of year. It's also chirping hazard. We already took one bad trip in this boat. I don't want to see you take two. Now, we are approaching that dock, so once again, please do remain seated with your hands, arms, and elbows inside the boat. We don't want you to experience any unnecessary peer pressure. Now, folks, out of all of my crews today, you certainly have been one of them. Nah. I'm just kidding, folks. You have truly been outstanding, but now, frankly, I'm going to need you outstanding on the dock, so get out. I'm sorry, that was rude. Where's my holiday spirit? Ho, 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 get out of my boat.
We sure did have a good time on that cruise. If you want to get in touch with the show, send us an email at any of the hosts' names. So it's ed@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, Jimmy, Sam, Jen, Charlotte, Lisa, anybody you'd like to write to. Or if you have a general question for all of us, send it to questions@thedisneynerdspodcast.com. We have the Disney Nerds Podcast Facebook page. We also have the Disney Nerds group. So definitely send us an email, let us know what you think of the show, and we'll hope to see everybody next week. So, for all of our co-hosts, this is Ed, and we're the Disney Nerds. We'll see you next week.